The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
For the audio listeners, Pixie just went knuckle deep into his nose with his pinky.
Like, actually.
Without thinking about it, apparently.
How many times have I done that and y'all have not caught it? What the fuck?
Pixie has a game for us to play, and then we talk about inflation. Not the fetish. This week on Flag Time.
Do I need to send you the tagline of the episode?
No, I know what the fucking goddamn tagline of the episode is.
We should probably keep this in.
Oh yeah,
this should be the intro. That's the intro. Welcome to Flag Time, everybody.
No, let Pixie do his thing.
Go ahead.
Welcome to Flag Time, everybody. I am taking over this episode this week.
Christ. Post-production Serrated Mobius here. The automotive service podcast that talks a lot about not that. Damn it, Pixie.
I want to play a game because I heard it on Distractable and it sounded fun. So
this is the Distractable episode.
Kind of. Not really. This was a game that I was able to lazily put together that didn't involve anything stupid.
Okay.
So, basically...
Christ.
I've got... I'm burping a lot.
It's going good. It's going great so far.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm tired. Difference.
Not really.
I don't know. It was very fucking goddamn humid today. It was like 114 degrees.
Oh no, I feel that.
This is like my 27th bottle of water.
You reminded me I had water. Thank you.
It's a piss factory, man. My fucking water bottles.
My
in the
body
car.
Is a factory that turns liquids into piss.
My body is a factory, a machine that turns money into Dr. Pepper.
Okay, so basically, playing a game, right?
Yeah.
And you have to get the other person to say that it's kind of like charades, except you're not trying to guess you're trying to have them say the words that I'm going to send you.
Oh, you're going to send them to us. Okay.
I'm going to send each of you different sets of words. And without directly saying the word or saying words that rhyme with that word, you have to try to get the other person to say the words. And if they say the word, you get the point.
How do you convey them to say the word?
This says a similar way as if you would, like, you would say things that are similar.
So. Here, I got it.
Isn't that just charades?
Yeah, no, it's like charades, but you can't charades. You're supposed to act out what the word is.
Yeah, for example, like if I want to get you to say like peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'd be like, "What is your favorite like cheap lunch that you can make?" Hoping that you would say peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like that kind of thing. Is one of those things. You got to kind of think about how the other person thinks and what they're gonna say.
I'm a big Chow Mein fan.
So, like, you're trying to get somebody else, you're trying to get the other person to say bullet. So you'd be like, it gets fired out of a gun. It destroys things when it hits. No, you
get fired out of a gun.
You can be as obvious as you want without rhyming or directly saying the word.
Oh, you actually, okay, so what I'm getting at is...
rhyme it?
No.
You cannot rhyme it, because that would give it away. It's like...
If I can get Sterling to say the word, I get the point? Is that what that is?
Yes. That's already... So, you can... if you sabotage the other person if you want, but...
Interesting.
No,
that's a pretty... I feel like that's just charades, but talking instead of
yes,
acting.
Yes, that's like exactly what it is,
yeah,
kind of.
I get it.
I thought it was going to be like a different... Like different than a normal. Okay.
No,
I was under the impression that it was going to be like Pixie's secret words episode instead of like one of those things.
I thought we were playing a video game.
No, I don't know.
No, this is a mainline audio podcast episode. We can't play a video game on.
Yeah,
so you never know. I think it'd be really funny if we played a video game for an episode, like an audio episode, like, and then had like live commentary. Like we like play the game and then we record commentary after it.
It's like the same thing as doing a tier list.
We should do a tier list.
Oh dear God.
That'd be so fucking funny.
Our
we should do like a
would fucking kill us.
All right, I didn't make it too long. So there's going to be three rounds for each of you, and you have a minute to have the person say these words.
Before we start, what happens to the winner and what happens to the loser?
Okay, the winner gets bragging rights and doesn't have to do the thing that the loser does. The loser's got to do something for the next episode that we record.
Okay.
It's not going to be anything ridiculous, but it's going to be funny. And I'm going to reveal it when somebody
loses. Me with a good time.
Oh, god damn it, my fucking... Hold on. Okay, Sterling is going to go first. So I'm going to send him the words that he has to get you to say, Eric.
Okay. One of them better not be the N-word or 9/11.
No, 9/11 was almost on one of the lists.
We need therapy. Like,
I realize I went the entire day of September 11th without realizing it was September 11th. Do you know what that means?
What?
That I forgot. I, in fact, didn't remember. I forgot, which is the thing that I'm not supposed to do.
Well, if you think about 9/11 every single day since it happened, that's kind of a symptom of PTSD.
I literally almost just read all of these out loud.
Don't.
Also, you're showing the chat to me.
This is not my list. This is not my list.
I didn't send anything to you yet, Eric.
Oh, word. Okay.
What I'm getting at is we all need therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
So, Sterling, you have
maybe at some point.
You have to try to get Eric to say all of these words within 60 seconds.
You got a timer going?
I have a timer. Okay. Ready? And go.
Wow, is that a 900?
Sob.
I own two of these vehicles.
Honda.
Yep. Woody wagon that I have.
Buick.
Mm.
Roadmaster.
Yep. Really expensive tools.
Snap-on.
Yeah. Hot dog place.
Costco.
Are you serious? That was just the I made the first one easy.
All right. Okay. Wait, did you explain what the loser has to do yet?
No, I'm going to explain that once there is a loser.
I feel like that's not fair.
It's not going to be anything crazy.
The loser has to kill themselves.
Oh my god.
Okay. So let me send Eric.
So I get a point.
You got a point for each one that he said correctly.
Okay. So I got
all of them. You got all five.
Yeah. Is there a bonus if I did it in less than 30 seconds?
Yeah, I can do that.
Double points.
Goddamn.
Double points. All right.
There we go.
That's shitty.
What if it's double points for everyone that you get before 30 seconds and then not the ones after 30 seconds?
No, if you get all of them before 30 seconds, then you get double points for all of them.
Or you get one more. Or maybe not double. What about one more?
Yeah, just one more point.
How about one bonus point? That actually sounds more fair. Instead of just double. Fuck it. I win. We're done.
Okay, let me add that point real quick.
Okay, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus the bonus code, right?
Yes.
Okay, so six codes. 6 points.
6 codes. All right, Eric.
You got
your words, right?
Yeah.
Okay, ready and go.
The best or nothing. Three-pointed star. The brand I work for.
Wait, is it me?
Yes, you're supposed to say it.
Oh, I thought he was supposed to be guessing. Mercedes.
Yep. There you go. God.
I thought it was Pixie's turn. Sorry.
No, I'm hosting the thing.
Sorry, I'm out. I don't know. I'm zoned out right now. Okay, can we restart?
Yeah, let's restart that.
Yeah, that was, Mercedes. Wait, come up with another one.
Yeah, do one more.
Come up with
word.
One to, sorry, I completely misunderstood the rules.
Fucking good. Hold on.
I woke up from a nap right before we started this.
Oh, really?
3.5 hours today.
I think it took me like 5 hours to think of all the words in between words.
Okay, well, okay, just one of them. Just come up with one. Sorry. I apologize.
Did I put this in any other ones?
I feel like I should get the bonus point just because.
Hold on. Okay.
I had to over explain Mercedes.
I was like, why isn't he guessing this?
Why would I guess it when I have the list of all?
I don't know. I had a brain fart. Sorry. I just saw all of them, by the way. I didn't make it out, but I saw them.
What?
Oh, he pointed his phone to the screen.
You definitely didn't see any of the words.
I saw the text with all the words in it. I didn't see what they were.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from.
Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have three tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Hi, Stirworks here. We here at Flag Time want to let you guys know that Apple has required Patreon to use their in-app purchasing system and remove all other billing options from their iOS services. This means that Apple's 30% App Store fee will be added to our existing tier prices, ramping up the cost. We want you to avoid this by using your browser on your Apple device for any Patreon purchases after November of 2024. Doing this bypasses the 30% App Store fee and doesn't allow an already successful corporation to nickel and dime you as the consumer. Existing supporters don't need to worry, as this only affects new members. Thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your continued support of this dumbass show.
Okay. Right, so I'm starting from below Mercedes now. Okay.
Okay.
Ready, go.
A sedan that doesn't use turn signals.
A BMW. Yes. 5 Series.
My motorcycle.
The Spitfire?
Yes, what's
S1000? BMW?
There it is.
Okay.
My little cryptid creature.
Speech.
There you go. The cans that I smashed all the time.
Celsius.
The car that I drove before my Mercedes.
The Monte Carlo?
No, that was my first one.
Fuck.
Egg-shaped.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
It is a Toyota.
God damn it, Prius!
There you go.
I knew it was something else. Okay,
you got all of them. You got all of them, but he does not get the bonus point because he took longer than 30 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah, because I'm fucking stupid. My brain doesn't work.
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage here.
Baby, we'll see. Now I gotta not.
All right.
So I've been accidentally send the wrong list.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm going to turn my phone over so that doesn't happen in case something...
I almost fucking selected all of it. Because I made the list of notes and then... No!
Just flashbang everybody. By the way, while you're doing that, I got a pen that has... It looks like a bullet and it has a gun...
Did somebody say bullets?
Did somebody say pen?
Oh. Does your pen have a bolt action?
I used to have a pen like that, and then I accidentally ran it over with a car.
No, but I have a fucking 10mm socket that's this long.
Holy fuck! That thing's longer than my penis.
All right.
Put that back.
I've soiled it now. All right.
Hopefully, soiled the good long 10mm name.
Hopefully these are... harder. If not, then it's gonna be a shorter game than I was expecting.
Yeah, I'm not expecting this to last the
fucking... Okay, let's see.
I didn't do fucking like six
okay things.
Okay, you got it. You ready?
So I'm guessing this time.
And I can't use visual aids.
No,
it's got to be all damn words. That's why I didn't pick up my... I didn't point. Well, I did point at speech, but you know.
You literally did. You were like,
I was like,
okay. We get one visual aid. He used one visual aid.
Okay, you get one visual aid this round then.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, go.
All right. Yeah, my wife's name. she took the damn Corvette.
Barbara.
number
that.
Two.
Snap-on scanner.
That works.
Cans you smash.
Celsius.
My favorite car.
Saab 900. EG Civic.
Dream car.
The Ford GT.
Yeah. The thing I get at Costco.
The Glizzy.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
There you go. So did not get the bonus point. 25 seconds.
What?
It took 25 seconds. You have 25 seconds left on the clock. So
Shit.
So it actually took 35 seconds. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Barbara.
Yeah, I didn't. I was literally about to go.
I love that you spelled it B A R B R A.
Barbara.
Barbara.
You think I fucking Barbara. Took the time to spell it correctly?
B-A-R-B-U-R-A.
Barbara.
Okay, no more visual aids.
No more aids.
No more. Yeah, no more aids.
All right.
I was literally about to go like, the backlot? I don't understand what you're trying to...
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I went down to the fishing hole?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All
right.
Okay, it is my turn.
Yes.
My turn guessing. Correct. Yes. Okay, cool. Let's go.
Okay, ready and go.
You and I both have this certification.
Master.
There you go.
Certification.
The model of car I drive.
E-Class.
Yes.
E-350.
The thing that I do...
Mechanic.
It's like, no.
Technician.
It's slapstick. The slapstick thing.
Comedy.
Like, comedian. What is it? What is the...
Hammer? Slapstick comedy.
What do I do with the hammer?
Smash. Smash.
There you go. The name of this podcast.
Flag time.
What do you say when you throw something?
Fuck.
No.
Yeet.
There you go.
There you got him.
Fuck.
Not within 30 seconds, but goddamn.
No, you had 15 seconds left.
Goddamn. That was a close one.
These goddamn, it got down to the wire.
Okay.
Like three of the rounds had to do with can smashing. Is that like...
Like I said, game. It took me a combined 5 hours to do it because I was in between. I was doing them in between working on cars, and it was 115 fucking degrees.
It's got can smash. I really do need to bring back the can smashes if it's that much in people's heads.
I gotta think of stuff that relates to the things that we do.
That's how long it takes you to use your brain power to come up with the game.
Well, it's because I had to completely disconnect from work and think of words, and then it's like, oh fuck, I gotta finish working on this car.
Words are hard.
Put this on hold.
We should have merch that just says Flag Time Podcast because words are hard. When the R is backwards, like Toys R Us R.
Words are hard, yeah.
Words are hard.
Oh my god.
Hard R.
Alright, I'm debating whether or not...
No.
Less
no.
I'm debating whether or not to do less time because this last round is only three words, but I think they're pretty.
Oh, fucking less time, yeah. Well, lightning round. Let's fucking go.
Lightning round. Yeah, they'll be worth double time. Points.
There's a helicopter flying outside my house and it's so fucking loud. Would you shut the fuck up?
Okay,
it's gone. Habba babba. Also, if any of you listeners know where I can find a Saab Toppler camper, fucking at me, please. I need one. I need one. Now.
All right, you got the words?
I got the words.
All right. 30 seconds. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
Fuel injection replaced what?
The carburetors.
The thing I say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was riding my Harley and I had some glass clippings and I...
Had a layer down.
Yeah.
Oh, I got him.
I am not gonna win this game.
You had 9 seconds left.
Goddamn.
Well, let's see.
Okay.
I have a hard time explaining things in general, so.
And I have a hard time understanding things, so yeah. Let's fucking go.
This is a bad combo.
I already know I'm gonna lose this. I'm a fucking idiot.
You
when
got
it comes
the bonus
words.
Point before, And I didn't.
I got the but then you got the bonus point the second time. Remember? Because I fucking mispronounced everything.
Sterling, you are the only one that has a bonus point. You are in the lead by 1 point.
Oh, okay. I don't have it. I don't see it in front of me, so I assume I'm losing.
So I have to get this within 15 seconds to get a bonus point, I think.
Oh, to get a tie.
Yeah.
How about this? If you win the bonus round, you just win the game. How about that?
Oh, no. Shit.
If you get the bonus point, you just win. How about that? In 15 seconds.
You know, it'll be a tie, and then we're going to flip a coin because fuck it.
Okay, right, here we go. Send me to words.
I'm getting to words.
Oh, I was like, what?
I almost pissed.
Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat. Those are the 7 words you can't say on television.
Oh, dear God.
Well, actually, right, here we go. The 10 words you can't say on television.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, George Carlin. Anyway, yeah.
All right. And go.
Words.
My favorite video game series of all time.
Ace Combat.
The plane that I like a lot.
F-22 Raptor.
The motorcycle race that people die at a lot.
Isle of Man TT.
Woo!
16 seconds. He got it.
Let's fucking go. So it's tied?
Yes, that means it's tied.
Oh, that means I got it. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we can flip a coin or... Actually, no, fuck the coin. I'm going to roll a d20.
I'm pretty sure
d20 is... Do we have to guess a number or is it just whoever rolls the highest?
Whoever rolls the highest is the winner.
Okay.
I don't have a... Okay. You're going to manipulate this. You better point the camera at the fucking die when you drop it.
Oh, shit.
What?
You just got a nat 20.
No, that's the screen. Oh. You said point the camera. Okay, ready?
We're gonna, right, wait. We haven't said.
Since Sterling said the words first, Eric's going to roll first.
Okay, this is for me.
Ready, go.
Watch it be a 1. 5. Oh, God.
Not looking good. All right, Sterling, you ready? Yeah.
Just go.
19.
No, okay, I win.
Well, there you go.
Yay! What do I win?
Sterling is the winner. Sterling gets smort bragging rights, and Eric, smort? The next episode, smort. S-M-O-R-T.
I love that bragging rights is literally just means you don't win anything.
No, it means so the loser now has to make and wear a paper cap that says dumbass on it.
Oh, I could just... Why can't I do the Among Us thing and put a dumb sticker on my forehead?
No, you gotta make the dunce cap and then write dumbass or shithead on it. You gotta
I
wear
have
it.
To write it in like reverse, in like, so it
like, in like crayon or something.
Dumbass.
And then
this says rib rab. Rib rab. Strop Stratom.
So you gotta wear it the whole episode next episode, which is gotta wear it the whole next episode and shit. Not mention it whatsoever.
Okay.
Just gotta leave it on there. I just the audio listeners are not gonna get to enjoy that. But
what are we gonna do for the next 34 minutes?
We can go on a tangent about how a cricket is not a grasshopper.
We did that last episode.
We already
episode.
Did that.
I know.
A couple episodes ago.
Is that the most brain power you've ever used to make that game?
Dude, trying to focus.
Yes.
Trying to focus on... Because I was doing it in between work, right? And it's 115 degrees. So I would be working on a car. And
yeah,
I'd
but
get
you
like,
live in Texas. You're used to that, right?
Yeah, but last week it was 86 degrees, and this
but
week
it's summertime. It was summertime.
Yeah,
for
but we
all that time, but and we now we're false, not in summer.
We had false fall, and it was 87 degrees max, like the whole
oh my
week.
God, I'm gonna
and I was enjoying it. Oh yes, it does. It does that down here. And then it's just been 115 degrees, and it's just been a slog. It's been so humid. I'm like, okay, I was working on the car, and then it's like, okay, I got some time. Let me
does
let
your
me shop take a word.
At not have air conditioning?
Air conditioning? No. We've got several fans hanging from the ceiling that are not physically fucking big enough to actually circulate air.
It's a corporate-backed shop. It doesn't have fucking AC in Texas.
First off, the shop's not even, like, physically big enough to have... Like, it's not an enclosed enough shop to have AC.
Yes, it is.
It's small. It's not.
It is. I've worked in much smaller shops that have full air conditioning.
We don't close the doors. They all stay open all the time.
Let's shut the doors.
Unless it's winter. We shut the doors in winter and use the heat. We have heat. We got heat. But no AC.
Heat in Texas.
Because when you're used to fucking 100 degrees and then it's 37 and the wind is blowing at 25 fucking miles an hour.
So you're saying the building has the ability to... Like, well, if it has room for a heater, it has room for air conditioning.
Heater is all the room that the AC would take up.
It's take the big. Heater out and put in a mini split system, and then you got both.
It's not really that easy. They're not going to spend the money. They don't want to fix the lifts that we have.
Why do you work there?
Because it costs too much money. Because I like all the people I work with, and I get paid a decent amount.
He does say that every episode we talk about this.
That's true. And every single time I say, I don't know. I feel like personal comfort is more important.
The way the shop is placed, let's say the shop's placed like this, right? If the water bottle
has entered the frame for the audio listeners.
If the building was turned this direction, right? In the summertime and when it's hot. The building sits like this, right? There is like no airflow in the summer and all the fucking airflow in the winter. So it's hot as fucking balls, but the winter gets all the fucking wind. So if the shop was turned like this instead, we get all the breeze and wind during the hot months, and then we wouldn't get any during the winter months. But no, it's not turned the right direction.
Or you could have air conditioning. It's a pretty ingenious invention.
If we had those, you know, those big fuck off fans in like the warehouse buildings. Big ass fans,
yeah.
We have a big ass fan at our dealership. It's a godsend. It's just so nice. Inside.
There's enough space. Above, like, there's enough space in the ceiling and away from like air hoses and shit, especially if you put the guard on it, to where you could probably put a fucking 5-foot diameter fan above every single bay,
mm-hmm.
and that would solve like all the problems of the airflow.
So it sounds like you have enough room for an AC system with ducts. If you have enough room for five giant fans,
are probably cheaper though.
The fans are probably cheaper, but I don't know. I feel like if your company gave a shit about their workers, they would probably, I don't know, care to make their work environment a little more comfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm. It just completely depends. I bet you some of the newer built shops actually have like AC and shit.
Yeah, ours does. Ours is heat and AC. It's also got a big ass fan. And
You also have a giant shop because it's a fucking big ass dealer.
It's not that big. I mean, it's still an independent shop. It's a franchise, basically.
So there was a shop that was like there was another location that was probably 3 miles away that was like a much bigger shop that had a lot more fucking parking. It had an in-ground alignment lift and everything.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, that's cool.
Right? And because of, I forget what happened, they shut that store down. And everybody at the shop we're like, hey, move us all the fuck over there because it's a better shop, right? No, they sold the building and everything in it.
No, sick.
That's like a running joke at the shop. And I was like, damn, if only they moved us over there to the better building that's on the main highway that gets more customers.
So it sounds had a better building for you guys, they also sold it and then had the money to put air conditioning in their shop.
Well, no, I don't know if they sold it or if they still own the building and now it's getting rented out to somebody else that's using the. I don't know. I stopped.
Give me your manager's phone number.
It's not the manager. It's the people above the people that are above my manager.
Bunch of white collar fucking.
It sounds like they all want the bonuses at the expense of you guys.
Yeah, so like my area manager is fucking awesome. He's the reason why I got a big pay raise and shit, and everybody else in the shop did and all that. He's the one that's fixing all that stuff. The people above him further deal with the buildings and everything. So,
but your manager could probably be like, hey,
trust
these
me,
employees are awesome. Yeah. We want them to stay around and make us all this money. It'd be really cool if they liked their job even more. That way we could keep them. And you know what they really want in this Texas 115 degree heat? I don't know. Just putting it out there. Maybe air conditioning. Maybe that would be cool.
The area manager is trying. I'm
here's
I'm
the thing. Like,
bring it I would every be time. Fighting for my employees if I had good employees.
If you're working at a in Texas, I imagine that you're the kind of person who thinks having nice things is a weakness. So you're like, hell yeah, this 115 degree weather is making me more a man because I'm closer to death.
I don't know, like I feel like you're like gatekeeping comfort from yourself.
I don't know, but the area manager is the reason why we got four brand new lifts put in within.
That's a safety necessity. They didn't put that in for you guys. They put that in so they wouldn't get sued because somebody got killed. That's literally a fact.
Probably, but
100%. That's why
they should have been put in a lot sooner.
OSHA regulations are a thing.
I don't understand. Like, if I owned a shop, like, and I loved my employees, I would do anything for them. I would like, I would be like, oh fuck, you need money for your wife's surgery? Here it is. Like that kind of shit. Yeah. Like just I'll take a portion of your paycheck, you know, like if you're down right now, let me know what I can do to help you, you know? Yeah. Like, but I don't know why employers don't crawl on their fucking hands and knees for people anymore. It's so ridiculous.
I fucking love my manager. My manager is the reason I have this mustache, because my manager has this mustache.
What does that even mean?
No, it's just saying.
Just explain it.
Oh. I fucking love the manager that we have at the store right now. He's been here 2 years almost now. He's been fucking fantastic and helping getting all this new shit put in.
Do your fellow employees enjoy comfort?
Well, see, the thing is,
are they uncomfortable?
Most of my employees are Hispanic. They are completely unbothered by this heat whatsoever.
Well, they at least haven't told anything. They haven't said anything.
I sweat more than everybody else in the shop combined. Because their bodies are fucking made for it. Mine is not, even though I enjoy the heat more than the cold.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure, like, biological, like, stuff aside, they would probably also enjoy being in an air-conditioned shop. I know. I work with people that are Mexican also, and they like being in an air-conditioned, comfortable shop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it has to do
with
that. No, but bless you.
Thank you. Yeah. Cheese almost came back up. Fine.
I'm just saying, if your boss has the power to get new lifts put in, he's got the power to get air conditioning. Like, lifts are a building amenity.
But
they're
then
a building
he won't get the bonus that he gets at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know, you're right. Never mind.
No, this might be.
The white collar number. The white collars all got to have their shit, and then the big number has to go up, or else you know.
Yeah.
Who would keep the lights on?
They've got their lifestyle that they need to keep up, and that requires the graph to continue to go up. So that's how this fucking world works. God damn it!
You might call me a masochist for this, but like, I like sweating. Okay. I just want
explains
bigger.
Why you go to the gym.
Yeah, I like sweat. It also makes me remind myself to, hey, I get to drink more water now because I'm sweating a lot. Which
that's true, but I kind of feel like that's just.
I don't even necessarily want AC. I just want bigger fucking fans. so that I don't have to state
so you can directly. Be cooler.
If anybody yeah. from Big Ass Fans listens to us, we could totally use a sponsorship deal. That'd be great. Anyway,
we should get you should get fans in Pixie Shop for a sponsorship. Yeah. What if this podcast had the power to do that?
That'd be hilarious. Maybe
that'd be incredible. Someday. And then I would stop bitching if they were like, oh yeah, cool, let's put air conditioning in. You know, mm-hmm. you guys worked really hard this year. Yeah. You kicked ass. The summer was really hot. You know what? Over the winter, we're going to put air conditioning in so we won't have this problem again next summer. That is what a good business would do.
Business.
Business. I just want the big ass fucking fans. Because the fans that we have that hang from the central I-beam, mm-hmm. that's like in every bay, they oscillate. They're just not physically big enough to push enough air unless you're directly standing in its fucking path.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were, because they're like probably, I don't know, 3 foot fans. If they were 6 foot fans, it wouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're not big enough fans.
Yeah, my first dealer had 2 big ass fans, and I think they were like 20 feet in diameter each.
It's fucking, if you put them on high, the building lifts off the fucking ground.
Yeah, that's what we were worried about, because we always had them on like low to medium, and that was enough to push air to the point where it could lift up the paper on your table. Like,
that reminds me, have y'all seen that one dyno video where there's so much boost pressure coming out of the fucking hood exit on the turbo that it bends the fan blades as it's spinning?
No,
that's pretty sick. I saw a video of a G-body doing a drag race, and it had so much power that it creased the entire quarter panel.
Jesus.
Oh, God. And I read about it, and I was like, apparently it's a common thing. Mm-hmm. Like, G-body dragsters and, like, a lot of, like, big, like, long Chevy dragsters will just crease when you fucking put a bunch of power in them. Dude, so you have to put a roll cage in them.
They talked about this.
It will twist like a fucking taco.
They talked about this in chassis applications at NASCAR Tech. If you look at some footage of NASCAR stock cars, like the older ones, going down like the straightaway at Dover or something like that, they have so much torque that going straight, the right front wheel is off of the ground.
Yeah.
With all of the torque. Like the whole chassis is just twisting.
And there's solid motor mounts, so there's no fucking torque absorption to the thing.
There's no insulation between the motor and the frame.
The new generation of GT500 that have come out, they didn't make a convertible version of it because they couldn't put enough bracing to thing. But I believe directly from Shelby, they make a Super Snake that is convertible, and it's missing needed bracing. And I think this was on This Versus That when Hoonigan was still good, and it was a 900 wheel horsepower car or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was randomly going into limp mode or something. The body control module was sensing that the fucking chassis was like damaged, so it was cutting fuel and shit like it had been in an accident.
Fords and do that anyway.
Yeah, but if they took the side skirt panel was split because the car was fucking twisting because the convertible didn't have enough bracing because it didn't have a roof anymore to fucking stop the 780 foot pounds of fucking torque. So it was literally ripping the car in half.
Jesus.
And
it was
the computer's like, hey, you had an accident.
Anybody who's had like a fast like American V8 car can tell you firsthand. If they don't have a roll cage, the fucking thing's like floppier than a goddamn peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's like driving a wet noodle.
Mm-hmm.
Like my Mustang, like it, I would, I could feel the twist. And yeah, I saw that. I was gonna say something.
What happened?
We saw you.
I saw that. We both saw
your
that.
Nose like fucking.
Did I?
Be bad?
Did I really do that?
Yeah, you did.
That was such a subconscious action. I didn't even fucking notice.
For the audio listeners, Pixie just went knuckle deep into his nose with his pinky.
like actually.
Without thinking about it, apparently.
How many times have I done that and y'all have not caught it? What the
we
fuck?
Just saw that one. I
was like, huh?
That was a complete subconscious action. Jesus Christ.
God damn it.
Oh no. How many times have I done that on camera?
It's a good
question. We talk a lot about a lot of different things here on Flag Time.
Yes, we do. However, I'm going to talk about this. So when I was at the last dealership I was at, which I'm never going to name again, I went
to the Mercedes dealership.
Yes, I was. They had me as the Mercedes-Benz job code 816, which has you under. Mercedes-Benz passenger cars, but it also has you in the training program for the sprinters.
Because there's small sprinter cargo vans that are like
poop car
small. Yes.
But
I gotta work on those anyway.
So they had me working on sprinters as 816. So I had like the passenger car training and the sprinter training, and I had never touched a sprinter in my career. And with all of the training that I had done, I was also master certified in sprinters.
That's a really funny sentence taken out of context.
What?
Just there's that last one you said when you edit it, just listen for it.
Okay. But when I switched to the new dealer that I'm at, they put me back to my old job code that I had at my first two dealers, which was 500.
Mm.
And 500 is just, you know, you're just a passenger car technician and all that kind of stuff. But what 816 didn't need that 500 does need is a 7-speed DCT transmission instructor led course. And are you okay?
Yeah, I just heard my front door make a sound.
Damn, it must be fucking windy.
No, it's not. That's the thing.
But yeah, so when I got here and I got all my training and set up and everything like that, my training went from 100% to 97%. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, bummer.
And I looked and I needed that transmission course and I'm going in November. I already have it set up. So I'll be going to New Jersey again in November to do that last class, and I'll be back to master certification officially. So
hell yeah. So you got demoted a little bit.
Technically, yes. I'm still going to say I'm master certified because I got it before.
That means you're going to be master certified squared.
You're an ex Mercedes master technician. Also currently a Mercedes technician.
Yes.
You can technically say you've been master certified twice.
Yeah, three times actually.
Do you get like a recertification plaque if you get recertified to master status?
That'd be funny if I got both at the same time.
You should look into that because you actually might. That's how ASC works.
Yeah, that's funny.
You're like, oh, one of them expired. You're now no longer a master tech. Yeah. Oh, wow, fuck. You're recertified now.
In the span of like black. 10 months, I went from master certified to master certified to not, and then I'll be master certified again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Master certified Q.
Master! Oh, boy. So, yeah, that's what's going on with me. Other than the fact that I'm spending all my money at all 19 restaurants around my dealership and within walking distance.
You got to figure out what's the gas spot.
Right now, it's Panda Express. Panda Express is fucking
hell yeah.
Good. Five Guys is just fucking expensive now.
I haven't been to Five Guys in like 2 years.
I don't think I've ever been to Five Guys, actually.
Well, here's the thing. Really, like, you get a little cheeseburger and a large fry. Don't do that. See, this is why. Yeah, you get a little cheeseburger, large fry, you just spent $20 on a meal with a drink, and your little cheeseburger is buried in a bag full of fries. Like, they put the little cup in.
I almost always get a small.
Yeah, it's like, they'll put like five potatoes worth of fries in your bag, so you gotta eat through the fries to get to your fucking burger, and all of a sudden you're full because you just ate six potatoes, and now like
so
yeah, the large fry is like reserved for like more than two people.
Yeah
I remember one time I went to Five Guys with a buddy of mine who had never been, and I was like, can I get two little cheeseburgers with these things on them and one medium fry? And he was like, what? I was like, he was like, I'm hungry, man. And I was like, I know. You don't know. And then we got it, and it was just this giant sack, like greasy looking fucking bag with just like there were fries sticking like out of the top. And he was like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "I told you." Shout out Five Guys.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I knew they did that before I ordered all that food. I wanted the large fry, but I was just like, wow, it's $20 now.
Nobody wants the large fry. Nobody wants the large fry.
I did.
If you do, come on. Yeah, but you wanted it for a second, and then when you got it, you were like, fuck.
I ate the whole thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
The difference between 240 pounds and 140 pounds right there.
Yeah.
I'm not 140 pounds.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm 180 pounds. Well, 170 pounds.
Damn, you've gained weight since last time.
I haven't. I've literally lost 10 pounds. I used to be 180.
Is that Costco glizzy diet?
So there's
been 170 for a long time.
There's a restaurant near my house. It's called Niner's Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the only, I don't know if it's not a chain as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Because this is the only one I've ever seen. And they have a burger called the Texas Pounder. It's 2 half-pound mm-hmm. burger patties, double cheese, double bacon, double fries.
God damn.
And a large drink.
Jesus.
It's $18.
That's fuck. A deal, but that's just too much.
It's a huge
that's
deal.
Too much food. That's a fair meal.
The best
reminds
part
me of
is
the double down sandwich from KFC. You remember that shit?
Oh yeah. My god.
The best
like
part
two
is
pieces of chicken and then like a piece of lettuce and a pickle yeah. in it or whatever.
The best part is the ground beef that they use is really good because they make all the burger patties and season them all fresh right there.
Hell yeah.
It's like actual fucking ground and it's and I get every time I go, I'm like,
that's what most restaurants do.
Not fucking Wendy's or Burger King or any of them.
Those are fast food restaurants.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this restaurant is the same price as a fast food place with way fucking better food.
I think that just goes to show you how expensive fast food has gotten.
Yes.
It's gotten very expensive.
I don't know, like I went to Wendy's, not Wendy's.
I literally just went to Wendy's today. I got a pretzel bacon cheeseburger, the double baconator, medium fry, medium drink. It was $14.
Hell yeah!
That used to be an $11 meal.
So I'm glad that I have, like, for some reason, whoever sends us mail at this place that I'm at, we get coupons from someone, I don't know. So we get in every month this sheet of Burger King coupons.
I used to get that at my store.
Now that there's a Burger King literally right next to where I park to go to work now, I can walk in for lunch one day and be like, hey, give me a double patty burger or whatever the fuck they have. I don't know if it's a double Whopper or not, but they have a double Whopper coupon with a large fry and a drink for $5.99.
That's like what shit cost before COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to use.
I love that. I keep tangenting on fucking like corporation are bad.
Yeah.
right now. I don't know.
Down to. This podcast
it's literally
is
just like another, oh, wow, look, you know, hey, why don't we take the thing that used to be this price and then fucking hang it in front of their face?
I mean,
hey,
I
look,
say,
it's $5.99 now with this special voucher. Yeah.
I remember the quiet part out loud that this podcast is definitely anti-corpo, but you know.
I like Honda.
Yeah. It's anti
I like the company I work for.
Corrupt corpo. How about that? That's what
y'all
we
remember
to.
The 4 for $4?
Yeah.
That shit was the best.
You remember the dollar menu?
Yeah.
Remember you could get food somewhere for a dollar? Remember when an ice cream cone at McDonald's was 60 cents? That was not even that long ago.
I went to McDonald's the other day and got the
like
double
$2.
I went to get the like the double the dollar menu cheeseburger. It was fucking like $1.49.
Well, a McChicken.
And I was like, what the fuck?
A McChicken, I think, is like $3.49 now.
It is. Remember and when like, $10 worth of Taco Bell was too much food?
Yeah, remember when you could go to Taco Bell with $20 and you could get like enough food to fill an entire car full of people, basically?
You'd feed a fucking village with $10.
Like I said, this was not even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No, it was like fucking 4.5.
Interesting. Something must have happened around that time.
It's like, because right now, 4.5
years ago was March 2020.
Yeah.
What happened in March 2020?
Everybody realized that they were like, hey, we could just raise the prices and people will still buy shit. Like,
yeah. Oh, hey, this thing is necessary. Let's jack up the price because fuck you.
If that never happened, I'd be sitting in a 3,000 square foot house that I bought by myself.
Mm-hmm. I went on a fucking tirade this morning.
Salary.
I was talking to my mom about,
yeah,
you know when you go and register a car and you have to pay sales tax on top of like sales tax for the price of the vehicle.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I got a problem with that because in Washington State, I don't know how it is in anywhere else, but in Washington State, if you buy a car, you have to pay 10% of what that car's worth as sales tax when you register it in your name. Every single title transfer, you have to pay the sales tax on what that car is worth every single time the title is transferred. Do you hear? Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, that's stupid.
So, for example, and I register cars all the time because I have a lot of cars. I have no problem with taxes. I have no problem with sales tax. I do have a problem with taxes that are fucking stupid, like this one, because I think it's ridiculous that this car, let's say I have a $50,000 car. That car was purchased new for $50,000, and then they had to pay sales tax when they purchased that car new, which is around $5,000, which is 10% Washington-ish taxes. Let's say someone later down the road, or that person sells that car, and then someone later down the road buys that car for $25,000. They then have to find what the car was worth at the time. So let's say the car is worth $35,000 or something. Maybe they fucking lost their ass or something, and they sold the car and for $25,000, and they went to the DOL and they're like, oh, the fucking fair market value of this car is $35,000 actually. And that's what the sales tax is calculated off of. So when you bought that $25,000 car, you now have to pay $3,500 in sales tax every single time. So like when I buy a car for $5,000, I have to pay $500 in registration fees because of taxes. What's that? That's literally just like, hey, I'll take some of that.
That sounds like a what are you gonna do about it fee. That's like,
literally. I mean, it's so.
Does Washington have a state income tax?
I don't think so. That might be why. But it's like it's. I mean, there's a really high gas tax. There's property taxes. There's a lot of taxes here.
Since I bought my car recently. I literally bought it at the DMV. We had the title. We did it all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What was that experience like?
Other than the wait time, actually doing it took fucking 10 minutes. Waiting there was the longest part.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
I don't have to go to the DMV or anything. It's a specific... I have to go like the tax office. I don't remember what
building. Is it like a DOL versus a DMV kind of thing? Because that's what we have.
No, it's like... I don't remember what the type of the fucking building is. It's like a tax office or something. It's nothing related to the DMV really, like at all. So basically, when you buy a car secondhand,
I'm sorry, I gotta get some water. give me a sec. I haven't had a fucking drink all day. Yeah, I haven't had a drink all day.
Beer.
Yes, I got it. I gotta
remember. Fall off the wagon.
You're gonna write down what you're saying.
I'm not gonna write it down.
I can hear you.
I was going to bring car parts home for show and tell, but I still haven't thrown the other ones out. They're just sitting on the like.
Go get your car glorbed at the back lot. What?
It's still here. I still have this.
Hell yeah.
I kind of want to melt it down and make like an aluminum ingot out of it, but I don't have a forge.
You can always buy one.
Yeah, but then I have to buy one. and then I would go on a whole thing like I did with airbrushing and painting lures for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing would be melting random metals down and making knives out of them and drop forging them and shit.
Hell yeah.
And then I would never, and then I won't touch the forge fucking ever again for like a year.
You go through your hyperfixation and then...
Yeah, until I get the tism to fucking do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did with golf. I still have my golf clubs in the thing. I've been itching to go again, but
mm-hmm.
a big company bought the land that the driving range is on, so now I can't just go to the driving range and hit balls anymore. Yeah. And like 99% of like the 30 fucking golf courses that are around me are all members only golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
My neighborhood is
like you can only go to a Top Golf now.
Yeah. And the only problem with Top Golf is the balls feel weird because it's just not.
Can you believe we went to Top Golf on 9/11 and we played Angry
Birds? Oh my
Birds?
God, that's right. I forgot about that. I forgot we played Angry Birds at Top Golf on 9/11 last year.
Can you hear us, Sterling?
I can. I don't have the headphones plugged in yet, but I can hear you.
Yeah. Do you remember when we played Angry Birds at Top Golf on 9/11?
That's a good sentence starter.
Did I ever tell you about a time I went down to Texas and we didn't catch any fish, but we had a few laughs and we played Top Golf on 9/11.
Okay, I remember the thing I was saying. So when I did the thing in Texas, when you buy a car like secondhand, like off Facebook, or whatever, you have to have a bill of sale.
Okay.
And the bill of sale is both parties sign it, this and that. You both agree that this is the price that you paid for the car, this and that. So mm-hmm. I paid taxes on that. I just paid the sales tax. And then I paid whatever
But how much was it?
8.25%. It's just the national sales tax.
Of what?
$9,000.
So yeah, you do have the same tax.
It's just a normal sales tax. But it wasn't based off of the value of the car, it's based off of what I paid for it.
Yeah, but that's usually determined if it's around fair market value, they'll literally just do that. But sometimes they don't do that. Like I was talking about I had a $300 2004 Forester that I got for $300, and it was $300 because it wasn't running. It needed something with the shifter. The customer kind of just didn't want to approve the work, and they just like left the car. So I was like, okay, well, I mean, I'll take it. I mean, it runs. I'll fix it. And they were like, give me $300 for it. And I was like, fuck, okay. And then they were like, a 2004 Forester is worth around $5,000 in fair condition. And I was like, and I was literally like, yeah, but it doesn't drive. It doesn't run. I can't drive it. It's a parts car, basically, unless I fix it, which I'm planning on fixing it. And they were like, yeah, but I don't know. That's you gotta pay the tax on what it's worth. And I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? And they were like, that's the law. And I had to pay $500 plus the $100-some for plates and then the $60 title transfer. So it ended up being like $700-something to transfer this fucking thing into my name. I was like, I don't even want the car anymore.
That's for
I haven't bought a car.
Isn't that so cheap. Fucked?
I haven't bought a car for that cheap before, so I don't know.
I have literally almost all the cars I have, I paid less than $1,000 for. And if they're old enough, then usually you can get away with them just being like, whatever. Yeah, it's a fucking 1986 Ford LTD, according to Kelley Blue Book, is worth like $700. So I paid $300 or $400 for mine. So that's fine. I paid, 10% of sales tax on $400.
10%
which is sales totally
tax?
Fine.
Fucking dumb. That's too
Jesus
much.
Christ. Well, we're at the end of the hour.
Anyway, taxation stuff. Thank you for joining my podcast.
Taxation's extortion, not theft.
Same thing. Anyway.
Yeah, you get the idea. I don't know. I guess I'm feeling extra like anti-corporate right now because basically the company I worked for basically just threw me away, even though I worked there for 8 years. And I know it wasn't a big corporation, but still,
But now you work for Honda and have a cool job.
Now I work for a bigger corporation that likes me more. I get compliments every day. People are like, wow, you actually figured that out? No one else figured that out. And I was like, yeah, I didn't. It wasn't that hard for me. And
that's a like, big brain move.
Keep up the good work. And they're literally like, we're probably going to give you a raise after 90 days.
Hell yeah.
Because you're good. We have a shop that acts like a flat rate shop, but it's actually an hourly shop that gives you a flag time bonus on top of being hourly. They pay all the medical benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It's so clean. There's air conditioning. There's heat. They're like, yeah, there's a huge discount on parts. And I feel like in this shop that I just came from, it's such a small shop, and I know they, you know, a small business can't really give a lot to their employees.
You would think that your experiences would have been reversed, but no.
Yeah, for sure. You like working for a giant corporation, you know, I have literally a number attached to my name, like tech number 817 is my number. That's why it was funny that you were 816. But like, I don't know. I feel like it's just super weird that, you know, this. And I know the company that I work for, it's not actually Honda. It's a franchise that purchases Honda vehicles and sells them at their Honda-themed location, which is basically what this dealership that I work for is. It's a really cool place. Everyone is super nice. Even, like, the kids making minimum wage doing oil changes are, like, they're happy, and they, like, go out of their way to help me sometimes. Oh, yeah. Like, I'll pull a car in my bay, and it's racked up, like, by the time I get out of it. And I'm like, what? Like, you guys didn't have to do that. And they're like, oh, we're waiting for someone else.
Hell yeah.
Like, and I'm like, and there's people that, like, the guy next to me, he's, like, super nice, and he's, like, invited me to, like, he, like, bought me lunch the other day, like, unprompted. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel so good. Like, I'm really, really happy. Like, I don't like that I'm working on Friday, but that is the only downside. It's safe to say at this point, I've been at this new shop for 3 weeks, and I know shit changes. I know this company that I used to work for a dealership, but they started changing shit like right out the door. They were like, hey, you know how we said that we were going to give you like 35 an hour? Yeah, we're going to give you 27 an hour. And I was like, okay, that wasn't the agreement. And I heavily dislike that, but okay, I guess it is what it is. We'll work through it. And like the last dealership I worked at, they did a lot of there were like three shop foremen, and all the shop foremen would get all the easy K services, and like everybody else would get all the shitty diag work, and everybody was flat rate. It was bullshit. Mm-hmm. It was literally fucked up.
Yeah.
And it was just so completely backwards from this experience that I'm having now.
Yeah.
When everybody actually likes going to work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like work. It's almost like it's a fun place to be.
Like, let me end the episode on this. The last dealer that I was at, towards the end, I was constantly coming in 30 to an hour and a half late.
What?
I did not want to be there so much that I was just constantly late. I didn't care when I went in, because I was waking up at 5 a.m. to go somewhere that I hated. I'd wake up at 5, drive an hour, and just fucking hate life. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm gonna come in late. This new place that I'm at, every single day I am 20 to 30 minutes early before I even need to clock in.
I'm like 5 minutes late to work every morning, and that's like crazy, because like when I get there, there's like nobody there, and then everybody shows up all at once, and I'm like, whoa.
But what I'm saying is, if somebody likes where they're working and enjoys what they're doing, they're gonna make the effort to be there.
Yeah. And that interesting,
not everybody's some dumbass that's trying to get a free ride out of everything. Like,
some people do. Some people suck. Those people aren't included in this.
No.
Those people need to themselves. No.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. Thanks for watching. We got to go.
No. Like I said, no suicide in my Discord server. Damn it.
Dang it.
Fine.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time. We need to read names. We need to give a special thanks to our premium members on our Patreon who give us way too much money. Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Big Blue, Caddy Chat, Good Mango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devin Devine, excuse me, Devin Newby, Ellis Chateau, Eric Firestone, 512, Forced User, Ford Tech, 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, Hayden Veals, Jaden Schoonover, Jamie BH, 911, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kyle Olson, 25, Level 14, Sports Cars, Asumus, Luna Cat Eye, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Mace Knight 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mississippi King, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nicholas Reach, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Keegan John, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Spooky Sprouts, Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, The Big Maple, The Forklift Guy, Vubula, William Martin, Woodwood, Elysium Darkness, and Meep Butt in Japanese. Thank you so much for your support of this dumbass show.
A lot of new names on there.
A few. There's a few. There's a couple missing, cool. But now there's a
thanks,
few
back.
It's a constant, like, same number all the time. But
it's
still
cool. I mean, like, I lose 100 followers a day, but I gain like 102 followers a day. So it's like cool.
But we will see you guys next time. Hope you have a good week. Bye.
Bye. Don't let corporations take everything you have and your happiness. Bye.